to the Pretty Vulgar Podcast. As always, it's Elizabeth and Jillian, and we have a lot to cover tonight, so we are going to jump right in.
We just got to get right into it, guys, because it was a busy week with three Housewives franchise and celebrities still doing things. Like, if someone could just give us a break so we can actually, like, figure shit out, that would be great.
Yeah, and we have day jobs, so...
Yeah,
it's a process.
We're good, but, you know, we do it because we love it. We love you guys.
Exactly.
It's all good. So let's just jump right into it. Some of the minor pop culture stories of the week. Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, yes.
He is, you know, publicly dealing with addiction, so he says.
Right.
He got arrested for, I think it was a DUI.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It could have been a DWI. God only knows.
And I'm sure he has drugs in his system as well.
Yeah, no, he definitely does. I'm sure of it. Allegedly. We're putting that as an allegedly.
Right. We're going to put that
hashtag allegedly.
Yeah, it's in air quotes because we don't have proof, people. These are just our humble opinions.
Yes, that is accurate. So, he threatens to kill a cop with the cop's own gun. And then while he's being walked into, like, central receiving, he turns to a cop, a black cop, and tells the black cop that his wife, Shia LaBeouf's wife, prefers black dick.
I mean, wow. That's a lot to absorb. I don't know why he's giving that information out, or if it's even true.
Yeah, I mean...
He said a lot of crazy shit over the years. I mean, I grew up watching him on Even Stevens.
Oh, yeah. No, I love that show.
And Holes. He's this, like, nerdy, curly-haired guy. Mm-hmm. And then I remember seeing him in the first Transformer. I'm like, oh, he's coming along.
Mm-hmm.
And it went to shit.
Yeah, no, like, where is his career? Like, can someone find it for me? Because I don't know where it's at.
Well, do you remember, I want to say it was at least 2 years ago, he did, like, an art installation where he literally just sat there with trash in front of him on a desk, and that's where he claimed a woman raped him.
I did not know this.
Yeah, because he said that people could come in and see him and interact with him, and he wouldn't stop them because that's part of the art.
That's... disturbing.
Yeah.
Not really sure how to respond to that.
Yeah.
I do also know he did that Sia video with the kid, the Maddie Ziegler kid that does all the Sia videos, and it was super weird and sexual, and she's like 12.
It was, and I remember Sia, the song that he danced for was about molestation because she was attacked as a child.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, and she said that she apologized that if it was triggering for anyone, but that it was meant to be triggering because of her experience.
I mean, I especially think Shia LaBeouf is a little gross. So, like, that was just, even if he was standing there, I'd be like, this is a little creepy. But then, like, his interaction with the child was super creepy.
Little girl, though, super talented.
Oh, God, she could dance. I love her. Like, I'm addicted to Sia videos, I feel like.
Well, I love Sia. Her music pumps you up.
Yeah, no, it definitely does. It's my ringtone.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
An aside. Anyway, so another thing that happened this week is that Kim Kardashian got in a little scandal. I know we all thought Rob was the only one getting into scandals this week.
Yeah.
And we'll touch on that. But Kim was Snapchatting about her makeup, blah, 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 bullshit, bullshit, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
And a lot of people noticed that on a table behind her, there were these two perfectly white lines.
Okay.
And they were like, damn, Kim's doing coke. And she was like, no, we went to the candy store. It was pixie stick. Like, her excuse was retarded. Like, it didn't make any sense either.
So she's saying that there was pixie stick dust on her table?
In two perfectly white lines.
What, are her kids snorting pixie stick dust?
That's kind of, I was like, this, your explanation isn't better to me. Like,
and kids don't dump that shit out on the counter. They stick it in their mouth. The straw gets all soggy. It makes a mess. Trust me, I know. I'm a mother. My daughter gets pixie sticks at school for achieving certain goals. They are a horrific mess. You get the soggy straw. It doesn't end up on your table.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And even if it did end up in your table, you know, North isn't pulling out a credit card and dividing lines. So...
Exactly.
It was like a weird explanation, but then the next day, Kim Kardashian, in all of her infinite wisdom, actually was able to recover from this because she Snapchatted again, same angle, same table, and she's like, oh, look, those are those white lines, and I thought it was candy, and then she goes and zooms in, and the table's actually fucking marble, and it's just two white lines on the marble of the table.
This is so stupid to me because, first, why is she saying that it's candy? Does she not touch it? Like, did she just watch a snap and be like, oh, that's pixie stick dust or sugar? And then she went back and was like, oh, no, it's in my table. She's such an idiot. This just speaks to her stupidity. She's stupid.
100%. But, you know, at least Kim Kardashian isn't doing coke that we know of. So, I mean...
Yeah, and I honestly don't see her doing coke. No, I don't either. I feel like she's far too vain for that. I don't see her doing any
for sure.
kind of drugs except for, you know, alcohol. And I don't see her drinking that in excess.
Yeah, no, I think she likes to be in control, which is fine. Because whatever you say about the Kardashians, they are one hell of a business unit.
Oh, hell
like, they
yes.
have made something out of nothing. So I give them all the credit there.
Yes. They're billionaires now, yeah. and they started on this little-ass show where they all look like...
raggedy.
Troll people
troll
of themselves.
People. Yes.
Yeah, so
I saw Kim Kardashian wearing flip-flops in, like, the first episode of Keeping
yes.
Up with the Kardashians.
She would wear, like, those Juicy Couture
tracksuits
with flip-flops.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they've built an empire on a sex tape, so good for them.
Exactly.
Good for them. So... I know they're friends with, you know, Jay-Z and Beyonce, and last week we reported that they had their twins and whatnot, and this week Beyonce put out this
elaborate.
Baby newborn photo that is exactly like mm-hmm. her maternity photo. So if you don't remember, Beyonce did this weird maternity photos where
very
looked
weird.
Like she was, like, in a garden, she had mm-hmm. a flower headdress, she
wasn't
was wearing
she
a diaper.
Wasn't she in a car, too, at one point, or in a car?
It could be. I don't remember that one specifically.
I don't know.
But
maybe
this
I'm
is,
crazy.
Like, the same motif. She's, right. like, using the babies to cover her breasts, and she's got a flower headdress,
mm-hmm.
and she's in the same goddamn garden. And I'm like, these pictures are weird.
They're
not.
So
I'm not,
weird.
Like, they're so artistic. I just love Beyonce so much. And I know people are going to hate on it, because, like, I don't get Beyonce. Like, I like Beyonce.
I like her
But
show.
I'm not in the Beehive
oh,
and
I'm
all
not.
That shit.
I'm not in the Beehive either. I'm all about J-Lo. Like, I think J-Lo is queen. I don't think Beyonce is queen.
Yeah, and Lady Gaga.
Oh, my God. All hail
yeah.
Lady
like,
Gaga.
Lady Gaga
yeah.
is so crazy talented and whatever. So, hashtag team Lady Gaga.
Exactly.
But, so anyway, if you missed that photo, you should go check that out.
Yeah, it was just weird. It was really weird. I agree.
So now we're going to get into our Robin China block, as we like to call it.
Oh, yes. It keeps giving us life. I mean...
Yes, because it doesn't end, so...
True.
If you missed it, China went on Good Morning America this week, mm-hmm. and then I think they broke it up. Like, NBC has, like, Dateline
uh-huh.
and all of their other nighttime shows. Well, ABC has the same shit. They have different, like,
exactly.
2020 and whatever.
Uh-huh.
So they broke it up between GMA and the nighttime show,
mm-hmm.
and it was China and her attorney that were speaking out, so...
So did you notice on Good Morning America, China, that bitch, had, like, a shirt that, like, was buttoned up to her neck.
Oh,
she
yeah.
She was covered in sleeves.
Oh,
her
yeah.
hair was perfectly coiffed. I mean, my God, this girl is walking around with tits out, ass out, but for this, we gotta have the Amish shirt.
Which, by the way, she's gone back to, like, hosting strip clubs now because Rob's cut her off. So, like, she's fooling no one with an outfit like that.
I mean, my God.
So, she said a lot of stuff. So, we'll just break it down. So,
yes.
first of all, she said she didn't like, and I'm using air quote like, not like that she didn't like it as a person, but she didn't Instagram like the photos of herself nude, because that would be weird.
When the interviewer was like, did you like those pictures? She's like, no. I mean, it would be weird if your ex, who was posting revenge porn, you're like it with the little red heart.
But honestly, I had heard that from several sources before she said no.
I heard it too, and maybe she was doing it to be snide and sarcastic, like, oh, I see you posting my vagina and I don't give a fuck. Like,
yeah, yeah,
you know.
Even though she said she's completely devastated, like,
right.
she can't handle herself.
I mean, that's why she went and got the domestic violence restraining order.
Right, so she, that's, you know, that's, we'll talk about some of the smaller minutiae of the interview, but the main takeaway from the interview is that she gets this domestic violence restraining order.
Right.
It's against Rob.
Mm-hmm.
He can't, and it has all sorts of other stuff. He can't post pictures of Dream and
oh,
all sorts
really?
Of weird stuff is in
I
it.
I don't remember that part, but that's interesting.
Well, because, and so last week when this started, China had alleged that Rob hit her, and we talked about that last
right.
week. And we also asked our friend Nicole to send us the video where he allegedly hit Adrian, and we watched that last night.
We sure did.
And he for sure did slap her right across the face.
Right, and you can see this on YouTube, so we are not alleging this. This is an actual
yeah,
YouTube
no, we
video.
Saw it with our eyes.
Yeah, and he did, and seeing that video is really upsetting. And it
of
makes,
course.
It makes me wonder who Rob is when the cameras aren't there.
Well, that's true, because, like, that was, like, you know, sometimes when you're play fighting with someone and you do a little slap on the face it's not, like, a hard hit or whatever, that is fine. Like, if you're playing around and play fighting and it's mutual. But they were heated. They were yelling. Right. She was, like, leaving the house. Mm-hmm. And he just up and slapped her.
Yeah, that's unacceptable. It's disgusting. And I don't understand where Rob was like, yes, I'm going to physically assault my girlfriend.
Yeah, no. So, it's disgusting. China alleged that she got the restraining order. But this is what I find strange about the situation. Is you're a mother.
I am.
I'm not, but I can think as a rational human being what I would do in this situation. And I can tell you for fucking sure that if my husband laid a hand on me, I would fight to the death with every penny I had to make sure my children never saw that man again.
Exactly. Because here's the thing. If he has the propensity to show violence against women, I guarantee you he will harm a child. Where is the difference? Where does he draw the line?
Well, that's exactly it. But she's saying, she's like, I'm going to get the restraining order, but we'll have joint custody. That's fine.
Bullshit. I'm telling you right now, my child would not be around that.
Well, and especially because she's alleging the violence, and she also alleged that Rob has a gun, he threatened to kill himself, and that that was part of her basis for the restraining order.
You hear it all the time in the news that when people separate, the one party becomes extremely depressed, they end up killing themselves and the child. It happens all the time. It's sickening, and people don't realize, and I also think this goes with Rob, I think he's mentally unstable. I think he has some mental illness, and that's nothing to be ashamed of if you're taking care of it.
No, absolutely. And that's what I do for a job. In case you were wondering what I do for a day job, I'm a mental health attorney. But, of course not. Of course mental illness is not something to laugh about. It's not something he could do anything about except seek the appropriate treatment, which I understand. There's no blood test. It's a lot of trial and error. There's a lot of uncertainty.
You have a child. You need to take care of yourself for your child. And also, if my significant other was abusive towards me in front of my child or not in front of my child and had mental illness, because he's posted on Snap these videos where he seems out of it. He's slurring his speech and he seems mentally disconnected from reality. So it's like he's showing a history of mental illness.
Oh, absolutely. And the fact that he, self-segregates and he doesn't see anyone and he falls off the face of the map for however long, all of that.
There is a child that you need to think about, and I think that China needs to be her child's advocate and protect her child.
Well, and that's the thing. So she says Dream wasn't revenge against Tyga for going to Kylie and blah, blah, blah. But I think I agree with you. I think she was. This child is just a pawn in a game.
I think China was like, oh, hell no. Tyga's going to leave me for Kylie, that stupid little bitch. And she took her move. She made her move and went after Rob because he was vulnerable and stupid.
Right.
And she got a baby out of it. And look, she was trying to change her name to China Kardashian. Let's be real. She wanted the money. She saw dollar signs,
too. Oh, God, 100%. So she also said that she has him blocked on Instagram, that they broke up in December, even though they went to Disneyland on Father's Day and looked quite much like they were together. And in December is when they had that big altercation that preceded this one, where she took all the chips out of the pantry and everything. It was right before Christmas. But I follow both of them on Snap, and I've seen them kiss and make out, and I would send you. I'd be like, they're kissing again. They're together again, because this is, the show that doesn't end. So, I don't believe any of that shit. She was lying. Of course. She said she sent the video of Ferrari to Rob purely as revenge, which I believe 100%.
So, I think where I heard the interviewer ask her, what's the difference between you sending out this revenge video of you naked in bed and kissing a man and the difference between Rob posting your vagina picture? And her lawyer interjected and was like, well, it was her choice.
Right.
Which, and I understand. It's like saying just because you had sex with someone one day and you say no the next, it's still rape just because right. you said yes the other day. So I get that.
Right.
But she doesn't make herself...
look good?
Yes, look good by posting these videos of her and Ferrari in bed. Not that she deserves to have her vagina on blast, but come on. Like, you can't... in one breath, be like, here I am fucking this guy on a video and I'm sending it to my ex. But no, don't look at my vagina.
Well, right. So, and one of China's exes came out and said that he almost committed suicide because she bullied him so much.
That is extreme.
Wow. I mean, this is like a crazy, crazy story. So,
maybe
that
it's
was
like mutual domestic violence between China and Raul.
Oh, I 100% believe that. So, I believe that she would hit him too.
Oh, yeah, me too. So, CPS, you need to come in and take Dream and put them with Courtney or Chloe. Even Kim seems to want her kids to do well.
Yeah. There's no ill will coming out from the other side of the family. They mm-hmm. seem to be caring for their children. Their children seem to be growing up fine. Mm-hmm. Someone needs to step in because this is not a good environment for anyone, let alone a little child. Not a puppy, not a kitten, not a child.
Poor baby. Oh my God.
So Rob apologized to his whole family. Apparently he finally acquiesced, said, you were right. I should have never been with China in the first place. Shocker, shock of the century. Yeah. And then, just, you know, as a side note, guess who likes to pop her ugly fucking head into the middle of it? Caitlyn Jenner.
Of course she does, because no one wants to hear from her. No one cares about her. She wants to be relevant.
So she popped up and said, I've never met Dream. I've never met China. Rob is an idiot. This whole situation's stupid. I'm going to opine on it, even though I literally have nothing to do with it. So... fuck you, Caitlyn Jenner.
She's
like,
so
who cares what you
stupid.
Have to say?
Go back to Malibu.
Go back to the boo, people. So, in Housewives news, Real Housewives of New York started filming their reunion.
Yes,
I expect that to be fireworks.
Amazing.
Like, I cannot wait. We haven't seen a seating chart or what they were wearing.
I'm really excited to see what they're wearing. I mean, fashion is such a big part of our life.
We no, for sure.
Fashion, and so I'm really excited to see what was brought, and hopefully it's better than what the women on Potomac were wearing.
Oh my God, and we'll get into that, because literally half of what I even noted out of the Potomac reunion was just what they were wearing.
Yeah.
Because there was nothing else going on.
Exactly.
But Real Housewives of Dallas returns for season 2 on August 14th. Mm-hmm. One of the original Housewives isn't there, but the rest, I think, are back.
Yeah,
so
it was just one.
So I think it should be interesting. The first season was crazy because they have this lady named Leanne. I know you haven't watched it yet.
I will, though.
But Leanne is literally, like, physically and mentally, like, crazy. She, like, lashes out, throws things, hits people.
Well, I can't
so it's, like,
see
one
that.
Of those next level things.
Well, good.
And then with Orange County coming back this week, we learned that about 17 days ago, Tamara had a facelift.
Yeah, which blows my mind, because when I saw her on Watch What Happens Live, and my God, she did not look like she just had a facelift, first of all.
No.
Second of all, I didn't think she needed a facelift. I didn't think, like, her skin was awful, but apparently it was so little, and it was more like a preventative move and kind of like a fine-tuning.
Right.
That's why she doesn't look so different. I mean, you can look at her and be like, your face is different. But it's not like Vicky when she came back and you were like...
Right. And then she went through like 2 seasons worth of progression after that.
Yeah.
But what I do have to say about Tamara is, and this is not a dig towards Tamara because I think Tamara's a beautiful woman, but I thought she had probably already had a facelift because her face did have the slightly bloated, I had work done.
Yeah, there's for a while. That's probably more fillers, I think.
You might be right in Botox.
Because filler, if you do too much filler and you do too much Botox, you come away looking puffy. Like you're wearing kind of a skin mask of yourself, which is not cute at all.
100%. That's sounding a little bit like Silence of the Lambs.
That's what I envision. That's what women are reduced to, strapping on skin masks.
Gross, guys.
That's where we are in this world.
I mean, you know, I'm all for plastic surgery, though.
Oh, no,
so,
absolutely.
You know, do it.
No,
put on my skin mask.
Yeah,
give
me
my skin mask.
Like, I've always told you, if I had millions of dollars, it's probably a good thing I don't, because I would be a plastic surgeon every other week being like, did you see this? Did you see this? Did you see this? It needs a little nip.
And then you'd be unbotched.
That's absolutely true.
Because you had gone too far.
Yes, so let's just Baby steps.
Baby steps.
I like that. Baby steps.
So I'm getting my first plastic surgery this week. And it's, again, an aside. I can kind of fill you in just in case anyone is interested in getting plastic surgery or whatever. Mm-hmm. Maybe I can reach out and help someone, as these housewives are always saying. So I'm getting a breast reduction. I have like 36 G's right now. Yeah, and I'm hoping to come out with C's. So I'm getting that on Thursday. So we'll probably post a podcast Friday or Saturday, depending on the Norco. It might be really good on the Norco.
I mean, you might be saying some really hysterical shit.
I mean, it might be worth doing that. So we'll keep you updated on that. But
yes.
I think that's awesome. What else is awesome? Emmy nominations came out this week.
Yes, which, again, I mean, I watched the Emmys not for who wins, for the fashion.
Well, let me tell you something about this. I read the list of nominees, and there are several categories, and this is just a product of the environment we're in now with so much content, but there are several categories where I have not seen one of these television shows.
I agree. I completely agree. Not that I don't want to watch them. Sure. But like you said, we're in this age where you have Netflix with original series. You have Hulu with original series. You have all the networks.
Amazon.
Yeah, so there's just so much content, and there's only so many hours in the day. And unfortunately, we don't get paid to watch TV yet.
Yeah, I wish. I wish, guys.
Notice how I said yet.
Yes, it's a goal, so.
But, yeah, so I also was like, well, I haven't seen this. And I hate, because I love movies. I love television.
Sure, yeah, obviously.
I like to know what's out there, especially if it's so good. Like, I want to watch The Handmaiden's Tale.
Yeah.
But there's no time. There's no time.
And I don't have Hulu, so.
I don't have Hulu either. Like, Hulu's stupid anyway.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
When I started charging for it, I was like, fuck you.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, I have Netflix, I have Amazon, I have the HBO Go.
Yes.
Like, what else? My husband's going to get CBS All Access to watch the new Star Trek series, because that's the only place you're going to be able to watch that.
Interesting.
So, like, it's just.
It's too much where you add on and add on.
Yeah,
and like,
I'm not going to add Hulu, but I would like to see that, because everyone says how amazing it is.
I'm like, can I come to Netflix?
I know, that's kind of what I was like. I was like, come on, someone poach it.
I like
so,
it. Okay, back to Emmys.
So, Emmys, best drama series. We have Better Call Saul. Which I have seen.
We have seen, that. And
we're behind, though. No spoilers.
Yeah, no spoilers. I do like what I have seen.
I do like it. I actually like it better than Breaking Bad. I know I'm in the minority
not
in that.
Not me.
I think it's way better. So,
do you think that has to do with the fact that you're a lawyer, so you understand more
of
that?
It could be the fact that I'm a lawyer, and it could be the fact that it's just a different kind of dark.
Right. I think it has much more humor in it than Breaking Bad.
It does. It absolutely does. So it breaks it up a little more. Mm-hmm. The Crown, I don't even know what channel that's on.
It's on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
It's on Netflix. And it's about Queen Elizabeth, maybe? I think it is.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that. I mean, you can quote me because I'm actually saying it. So, yes, you can quote me. But also, be sure to quote that I'm not 100% sure. So.
Yes. Be sure to get your facts straight.
Yeah.
So The Handmaid's Tale, which we just discussed. Right. Stranger Things, I watched like half of the first episode.
Just didn't look good to me.
I tried. Maybe I'll try again when I get some extra time. Like I said, I'm getting surgery, so I'll be down for a while.
Right. You'll be able to
maybe I'll
catch
look.
Up.
It's not top on my list.
No, it doesn't call to me. So, yeah.
So, This Is Us is amazing. Like, if you're not watching it, you should watch it. It, like, will touch your heart.
I don't want to watch
it. It's about real life.
No.
It's, like.
It's too real for me.
It's so good, though. Like, the acting, the casting, the story, it's so good.
Like, it has a lot of hot actors on it. Like, Sterling K. Brown, so good looking. Mm-hmm. Milo V, because I can't say his last name.
Ventimiglia.
There you go. He's extremely good looking. The blonde-haired brother, because I don't watch the show, I don't know his name.
Hartley, Justin Hartley.
Yeah, he's good looking.
I met him once at Saddle Ranch in Universal City. It was when he was on Passions, and he was married to another actress on Passions,
right.
Lindsay Hartley. And I was obsessed with Passions, which, if you don't know, was this hour-long soap opera that used to come on after Days of Our Lives. It was all about the paranormal, though. It was really ridiculous and crazy. The whole thing started with a Princess Diana-type crash. That was how the whole series started. But anyway.
I don't remember him on that. Honestly, I thought this was his first acting.
So I met them. I was in line waiting for Saddle Ranch, like a table at Saddle Ranch. And Saddle Ranch was the place to go when you were under 21.
Right.
Because A, I got served. But B, it was like super hot guys, and that was just where you went. So
he's really hot, so I'm not surprised.
Yeah, so we were waiting for a table. He complimented my dress. Highlight of my life.
I mean, I love when just random strangers compliment my dresses. So if a hot celebrity did, I'd be like, yeah.
Yes. So I had a whole conversation with them about passions. But anyway. And then Westworld, which, again, people rave about. It doesn't pique my interest.
I was going to watch it, but never did. It's on HBO.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, maybe one of these days.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. So, I mean, if I had to pick a winner in this, for me personally, because I've only seen two of them, yeah. This Is Us would be that winner.
I mean, I'm obviously going with Better Call Saul.
Because that's the only one you've seen.
Yeah.
Right. So, going to comedy series, I've heard nothing but good things about Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I have not seen it. It's on FX.
I haven't seen it either. I've heard good things.
Yeah. I've heard nothing but good things about Black-ish. Again, have not seen it.
I've heard that is hysterical.
Yeah. I've heard, literally nothing but good things. Master of None is the Aziz Ansari show. It's on Netflix.
That is really funny. I've seen the whole first season. It's really funny. And I think he gets, situational humor really funny. Like, there's this one scene where he's, babysitting his best friend's kids all day, and they're, driving him crazy. And at the end of the day, the kids make him this disgusting sandwich. And the mom's like, you have to eat it. And he's just like, no, and he eats something else. And I'm like, yeah, only a mom would eat the disgusting sandwich. Mm-hmm. And it just, felt so real to me. So I love that show.
And I mean, I love Aziz Ansari. Mm-hmm. I love his comedy. I loved him on Parks and Rec. So.
He's so cute. He's like a little teddy bear.
He is. So, Modern Family is always nominated. It's
funny.
Super funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you can say nothing else about it because it's on season 8. It's the same thing every year.
Mm-hmm.
Silicon Valley, I've seen a couple episodes.
Never.
It seems pretty funny to me. It's something that I would find interesting. I just haven't been able to catch up on it.
Right.
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt,
I love it.
It's hysterical. I'm all caught up.
It's not amazing. Caught up, but I love it. It's so funny. I remember I was going through something, and you told me to watch that show, and you're like, it'll make you laugh, it'll make you forget whatever you're dealing with. And it totally did. It just puts you in such an uplifting mood.
Right.
I love it.
Right. Oh, my God. It's so funny. It has so many, cameos and guest stars.
Uh-huh.
It's so amazing. I just love that show. And then Veep, which, again, I've heard nothing but great things about. And I love Julia Louis-Dreyfus. She's hysterical.
She's so funny.
The whole cast, Tony Hale and all these people are just hysterical. So, I mean, but if I had to pick for me, I only watch a couple of them, and I just think Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt just makes me laugh like crazy. So.
I could not agree more. And it really puts you in such a good mood. I'm telling you, if you're having a bad day, you need to put on one of her episodes, and you will laugh and walk away being like, fairies and glitter and sparkle
exactly,
and unicorns.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So now we get to limited series or TV movie.
Oh, God.
Of course, we have Big Little Lies, so I don't know how many of you have read the book, and we're not going to do any spoilers here, so we won't talk about the book or the show in detail, but the book and the show are different. They're two different things. Don't expect one to be the same, because they're not.
Exactly, and that's, for you and I, we read the book first, and then we watched the show, and we hated the show compared to the book.
And some people, people I work with and stuff, really liked the show despite having read the book, and I was like, no, they're totally different, it's super annoying, but honestly, you and I would talk about it every week, and we'd be like, objectively, if you had not read the book, this is not a great show either.
No, absolutely, and maybe we could talk more about that at another time,
yeah,
because I feel like there's this show, we need to dive into it,
so I'm all down for that. Big Little Lies, Fargo, again, I've heard nothing but great things.
Mm-hmm. I want to watch that.
Yeah, it's supposed to be really funny, actually.
Is it like the movie? Is it based on the...
Yeah.
Have you seen the movie?
I have not.
Oh, my God. I love the Fargo movie. It's hysterical, and it has dark humor, obviously.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
Oh, I love it. So if it's like the movie, I'm down.
And then Feud, Betty and Joan.
Yeah, no, I watched that, not feeling it.
I actually really liked it.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't, you and I had discussed during the first episode that it was kind of not captivating,
but
I watched every episode after that, and I really got into it. I really liked it.
Maybe it's because I knew the stories too well, because I grew up on these women.
Mm-hmm.
My mom would be like, no, we're watching Betty Davis movie, and that was that. And
right.
So I knew all the backstory and everything, so I just felt, so...
If anything, and we'll get into this a little further down the list, but I think Susan Sarandon and Jessica Lange did really tremendous work.
Well, they're amazing actresses, so yes, I do agree that they did amazing work. It just seemed daunting.
Yeah, no, it's big. It's a big story. So, The Night Of, I don't even know what that is.
I've never heard of that in my life. And it seems like an incomplete sentence or something.
Yeah, and genius?
Never.
Nope. Okay.
So, guys, you know, you can send us a direct message on Instagram. Maybe fill us in. And
yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah. So, if I had to choose, I'd choose Feud. Because it was better than Big Little Lies.
See, and with Big Little Lies, I loved the cast. Like, I felt like it was such yes. a powerhouse
cast. And we'll get into that. That's why everyone is nominated. Uh-huh. Everyone in the goddamn show is nominated because the casting, spot on. Perfect. Uh-huh. Wonderful.
Except but for Shane Lee but, Woodley.
Well, yes. Yes, that's true. But that made me expect more, I think.
Of course. Well, because when you see Reese Witherspoon, you're like, oh, this is going to knock your socks off.
Well, right. So then we get into lead actress in a drama series, Viola Davis, who I am obsessed Amazing. With. I love her. I adore her. I love How to Get Away with Murder. Mm-hmm. I don't know that this is the work she should be nominated for. Like,
I mean, there's a lot of other things she should have been nominated
yeah,
for.
Yeah, like, I mean, she's getting nominated for Oscars and winning Oscars and How to Get Away with Murder is just not one of those shows that I think is Emmy worthy.
Right. But she's an amazing actress, and I love her as well.
Claire Foy, who I don't even know who that is. She's in The Crown, though, so okay. Look at that. Elizabeth Moss. Everyone knows Elizabeth Moss mostly from Mad Men. Peggy Olson.
I feel like she's a good actress.
She is a good actress, and I've heard, again, nothing but amazing things mm-hmm. about her role in this, so I would expect her to be the winner.
Right.
But this is one of those categories where I only watch How to Get Away with Murder, and I just really love Viola Davis. Carrie Russell and The Americans. I've heard nothing but great things about The Americans.
Oh, really? I have not heard anything about it.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's, like, the most underrated show on TV is what people say.
Interesting. I'm not, really into, Carrie Russell after Felicity. Like, that's who she is to me. Felicity.
She is Felicity. I get it.
Like, I can't take her seriously in a serious role.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's hard.
I'd have to give it a try. Like, I can't
think. Do you have that, though, where you have, like, some actors or actresses where you see them in one film and then you're like, you can't be anyone else?
Yes. 100%.
That's who she is for me.
Like, Jon Hamm.
Yeah.
Jon Hamm is Don Draper. He'll always be Don Draper. So even when he does these funny things.
Yeah, like in The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, you see him and you're like, whoa, slow it down there, sir. Yeah. You are not funny.
Yeah, like, I mean, I like him. Like, I'll still watch him. I still enjoy his other films. But like, Keeping Up with the Joneses, I thought that was hysterical.
It was.
But he will always be Don Draper.
I agree.
So, and then you have Evan Rachel Wood in Westworld. Mm-hmm. She freaks me out a little bit. Her whole thing with Marilyn Manson freaks me out.
I watched her when she was on True Blood, and she was a vampire, and she did great. I think she's super gorgeous and super talented.
She's really pretty. And then Robin Wright, formerly Robin Wright Penn, in House of Cards. Again,
she's an amazing actress as well.
Yeah, and I just got a 4K TV. This is what I've been waiting for. So House of Cards is one of the shows on Netflix that streams in 4K.
That's awesome.
So I've been waiting to get a 4K TV to watch House of Cards. So now I'm going to be catching up on House of Cards.
That's awesome.
So I think Elizabeth Moss will take it, just based on what I've heard.
Yeah. I really don't have I want Viola Davis to win just because I love her.
Yeah, no, I really do love her.
She's such an impeccable dresser, too. Every time.
Oh, yeah. She's stunning.
Yeah. She always picks such a classy but yet sexy dress for her awards. Her hair is always gorgeous. She's very articulate. Love her. Love her.
Yes, I love her, too. So, lead actor in a drama series, we have Sterling K. Brown from This Is Us.
Sexy man.
He's amazing. Yeah, like, I just love him. I think he's just such a phenomenal actor.
He was great in The People versus O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, 100%. And he's so great in this role, too. Like, it's just, I love him. Anthony Hopkins in Westworld.
Anthony Hopkins is a phenomenal actor. Not that I've seen him in Westworld, but I know that he's a good actor.
Right.
So.
Bob Odenkirk from Better Call Saul. Mm-hmm. He does a tremendous job. Yes. I think he's so wonderful in that role. Matthew Rhys from The Americans. He was in Brothers and Sisters. Mm-hmm. I liked him in Brothers and Sisters because that's the only thing I believe I've seen him in.
I don't think he deserves to win, though.
Probably not. And then Kevin Spacey in House of Cards. I'm not sure. I think Kevin Spacey may have taken it already. Mm-hmm. Like, time for someone else. I think Sterling K. Brown can get it.
Absolutely. Oh, God. He looks so good in a tux, too.
I mean, just as an aside, people. Just as an aside.
Go Google his face right now.
So, lead actor in a comedy. We have Anthony Anderson in Blackish.
He's so funny.
He's hysterical. Yeah. Like, I just love him. Aziz Ansari in Master of None.
He's funny.
Zach Galifianakis in Baskets.
Okay, pause. We have to talk about Baskets. First of all, this show is supposedly supposed to take place in our hometown of Bakersfield, California. Mm-hmm. I call bullshit on this. I've watched all the seasons because I was like, oh, a show that, you know, has this microcosm of Bakersfield, this is great. No, bullshit. That is not what Bakersfield is like. We do not have a year-round rodeo, okay? There's that. And Bakersfield is not like a circle of dirt with a Piggly Wiggly and a Walmart. That is not Bakersfield. So that's my rant. You got it wrong, Baskets, and the show is shit. So no, he doesn't deserve to win.
But he is also funny.
He is funny, but the show is fucking awful. It drives me nuts. And every time they're like, Bakersfield, and they say it with a southern accent. Do we have southern accents? No.
Some people do.
Yeah, but
it comes from the Okies.
I was going to say, it comes from people like my father, who was born in Texas, raised in Oklahoma and Arkansas. Mm-hmm.
And migrated.
And migrated. That's where it comes from. But yeah. here's a PS, people. If you're not from one of those states, talk normal.
Well, we have a mutual friend who is a man, a tall man, and he sometimes speaks with a southern accent.
Well, he shouldn't.
And he's married to the worst person in the world.
He does, and he shouldn't because he
doesn't. That's like a side story, but yeah, he speaks with a southern accent, and it drives me crazy. He's literally from California.
She also does, sometimes.
We're not even going to get into that because she does a lot, but anyway.
That'll be for another
podcast. That's like another podcast, like a whole other series. Yeah. Sociopaths of Bakersfield.
Oh my God.
We're off topic now. Donald Glover from Atlanta. He's not related to Danny Glover, in case you were wondering.
When you said that, I was like, oh, Danny Glover.
No, he's not. I had a conversation with other people last night about this. He's not.
Okay.
So he's nominated for his work in Atlanta. William H. Macy for Shameless.
Ugh, I'm over that show.
Okay. I can't link even. I just can't even.
You can't. There's no time.
And then Jeffrey Tambor in Transparent. I love Jeffrey Tambor. Yeah. He's so hysterical. I haven't seen Transparent. I would like to see Transparent.
I've seen, like, the first episode, and I really liked it. But, again, only so many hours in the day.
Yeah, I did that with the show called Sneaky Pete on Amazon.
Yes.
With Giovanni Ribisi. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've seen 2 episodes, but I really like it. Right. Eventually, one day, I might finish it.
It's just priorities. And, like, as soon as we can get paid to watch TV, we'll have watched all these shows.
Yeah, so, I mean, I have seen none of these, so I literally can't even opine.
Well, I mean, if I'm just, like, taking a stab in the dark, I guess I would want, like, Aziz Ansari, because I have watched Master of None.
Okay. And so then we're going to go into lead actress in a comedy. We have Pamela Adlon from Better Things.
I have no idea what that is.
Those are all made-up words to me. Like, I don't know.
Who is that? Oh, God.
Jane Fonda from Grace and Frankie, that Netflix show. I've heard it's funny.
Yeah, my mom loves that show.
Allison Janney from Mom. I love Allison Janney. She's great. Mm-hmm. Ellie Kemper from Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Love her.
I think she just does such a phenomenal job in this role.
I want her to get it.
I do too, because I just think she's so good in this role. Julia Louis-Dreyfus from Veep. Julia Louis-Dreyfus is one enough.
It's true.
It's time for someone else to win.
Yeah.
Tracee Ellis Ross from Black-ish.
She's super pretty, too.
She is really pretty, and she's really funny, too. And Lily Tomlin from Grace and Frankie.
I want Ellie Kemper. I feel like...
That's what I say.
Her show just really is uplifting, and I think we need more uplifting things in our life.
Yeah, so, I mean, then there's a bunch of other areas that people are nominated for things. And I have a lot of question marks, like, I don't understand anything. What are we talking about?
And then, again, what is the Wizard of Lies that has Robert
never
De Niro?
Heard, yeah, I don't know. But, like, you know, Robert De Niro's going for his EGOT, apparently, so...
I mean, Robert De Niro.
I mean, look at this list. Look at this list of limited lead actor in a limited series or TV movie. These are A-list movie actors. Like, TV is totally different now. You have Benedict Cumberbatch, Robert De Niro, Ewan McGregor, Jeffrey Rush, John Turturro.
Yeah.
Come on. Like,
it's intense. It really is. I mean, it's a lot of competition.
And then the thing to know is both Jessica Lange and Susan Sarandon were nominated for Feud. I can't talk today, guys. Sorry. It's Sunday, man.
It happens.
Feud. You have all of the ladies of Big Little Lies were nominated. Reese Witherspoon, Nicole Kidman, Laura Dern, Shailene Woodley. Yes.
Wizard of Lies. I mean, Michelle Pfeiffer is also, she was nominated for supporting actress in a limited series for The Wizard of Lies.
I've never seen it.
I mean, it sounds like an amazing show because of just
based on the actors that have been nominated. So basically, like, everything else is blah. Saturday Night Live had a resurgence this year due to, thank you, Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for Donald Trump, Saturday Night Live would still be shit. In fact, I only watch the political elements, and then I don't watch anything else because it's still shit.
It's really sad because I just remember being a kid and being excited 100%. To watch it. And then
That's like starting back in like the Adam Sandler, David Spade, Dana Carvey, Mike Myers years.
Oh, for sure.
And then going through like Will Ferrell and Jimmy Fallon and all this stuff. And then you just like hit this wall and it just went like an arrow straight down.
Yeah, it's really terrible. And you watch it and you're like, this is not funny. Where's the good writing?
So I would like to, as so far as nominations go, the thing that... And I'd like you to say what your biggest surprise was. My biggest surprise was the supporting actress in a drama category. Uh-huh. So you have Crazy Eyes from Orange is the New Black. You have the girl from This Is Us. You have Poussey, but not from Orange is the New Black. She's in The Handmaid's Tale.
I love her.
But the girl that plays Tasty Jefferson on Orange is the New Black, this season, I haven't been touched by acting in that way in such a long time.
Really?
And she wasn't even nominated. That's Danielle Brooks did a phenomenal job. Like, nothing I've seen in a long time. So I was really shocked that she was just snubbed.
Well, that's really upsetting. I mean, especially to have such a visual reaction. I really didn't feel shocked, I would say, by this list. Kind of, I mean, the only one that I was like, no, was Shailene Woodley.
God, I hate her so much.
I know you do. I've never had an opinion of her before I watched Big Little Lies, because I haven't gotten into those Divergent.
Yeah, and I've seen them, and they're okay.
Yeah, and I just felt underwhelmed, and also reading about her personally.
Yeah, she's an urban forager. That's disgusting.
She eats out of garbage cans. I don't understand it. She has all this money, and I just think there's other ways to help people than eating out of garbage cans.
Yes. Agree.
So that's the only one where I'm like, ugh. Walk.
Okay, all right.
So I'm not really shocked or upset by anything.
Okay, so that's fair. But, like, I literally said after I finished watching the season of Orange is the New Black, I literally turned to my husband and was like, if Danielle Brooks doesn't get nominated for an Emmy, I'm going to kill myself.
Well, don't do that.
So, I mean, I fucking made a commitment, guys. No. I don't know what to do now.
I will not allow it.
That's how convinced I was that she would be nominated, because it was just phenomenal work. And I think the lady that plays Crazy Eyes does a really good job. She covers mental illness really well. And I understand why she's nominated. But if anyone from that cast was going to be nominated, it should have been Danielle Brooks. So Emmy nominators and voters.
Nominators. I mean, it's really upsetting when you are touched by a performance and that artist is not nominated or acknowledged, because you want them, especially if it touches you, you're like, give them attention.
Yes, absolutely. So going on to things that will never be nominated for Emmys.
Yes.
Real Housewives of Potomac Reunion, Part 1.
Guys, I want to tell you, I took zero notes on this because I was so underwhelmed. I was so bored. On my phone most of the time, the only thing that jumped out to me was what these bitches were wearing.
So let's talk about it. So let's start with Giselle.
Okay.
Giselle's wearing this red dress. I think she looked great.
Giselle looked put together. She was by far the better dressed of the bunch, for sure.
And I wouldn't call her the winner. But I do think she looked good. Like, she was well put together. It was appropriate. It was pretty. For me, I feel like Robin was the winner.
She was
fierce.
Yeah, like, she looked sleek with that straight hair.
Yeah, and the pink dress, jorts, shorts thing. I don't know. It looked good, though. Like,
she
it was
good.
Pretty.
She pulled it off.
Then you have Charisse, who I thought was, like, way underwhelming, to be honest. She walks around talking about, like, Cha-Cha and all this shit, and she just looked like she was going to prom.
Yeah, it wasn't for me, for sure.
Karen Huger. Her dress itself was very pretty.
But she looked
like Cinderella.
Well, to me, she looks like the creeper, no matter what she
wears. Well, I mean, yes, her face. Like, she's only 54.
I understand that she's young, because 54 is not old to me.
I had to Google it, because I was like, there's no way she's younger than Ramona Singer.
Right. But she is younger. But every time I see her, I'm legitimately going back to that show, Are You Afraid of the Dark? That had that laughing crypt keeper guy. That's who she reminds me of.
Yes.
Every time. Yes. I don't care what she's wearing.
Yes, I agree with you. I don't think she's an attractive person, and lately she's been posting these Instagram posts that I've been showing to you, where she looks like she's just has a body double. Like, it's true. She looks like a stick figure.
Yeah,
I'm very confused by it. So, Ashley, looks like a different person with straight hair. I actually don't like the straight hair on her. I think her curly hair is very pretty and suits her very well.
I love the natural curly hair. I hated her fucking silver dress.
It looked like a garbage bag.
Yeah, with the cutouts right here on the side.
It was shimmery.
Yeah, I was like, no, take it off.
And then you had Monique, who, again, the dress was very pretty, but it looked like she was, like, going to a ball, like the Met Gala or something like that. Like, she was going to a black tie affair.
Right, and you do need to obviously dress up for the reunion, but like you said, it's not to go to a ball, for God's sake.
Right, right. So, in reunion, you know, fashion, not a closed fashion, but the way they conduct business, they kind of break it down by, like, a person. So, they started with Karen. And really, they talked about how she's not the grand dame, blah, blah, blah. She is the grand dame, blah, blah, blah. I literally don't give a shit.
I'm nodding off, just repeating this.
I totally agree with you.
My God. Like, who cares?
And then they went to Giselle.
Right.
And Ray says she needs to have some depth to get a guy. And Giselle...
I mean, we all need depth.
...is a lying, trifling fucking bitch. That was a direct quote I pulled from the episode. But they all make the same allegations about each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not just one. They're all making it about each other. It's right, the same shit.
Well, they have nothing of weight to discuss.
Well, right. So, like, we saw Giselle's new boyfriend. He looked very attractive. Mm-hmm. He looked like a fun-loving guy. I mean, that's all I can say about that.
Yeah.
Robin, you know, Juan doesn't act like he wants to be in a relationship, which is confusing. Because she keeps saying that he does.
He doesn't.
Ashley says, or, you know, Robin says he doesn't like filming, and Ashley's like, well, he signs a release, so he has to like filming. Like, he's being filmed.
Right, he could not sign the release. And here's the thing, you know how you can tell if a guy's into you? His actions.
Well, right. And so, you know.
Promise you.
What's funny, though, is, like, I wrote this down because Ashley was, like, talking about gossip. She's like, it's not gossip if it's true. Well, no, that's not the definition of gossip.
Right.
Gossip is just talking about people.
Yeah, and repeating something that you heard.
Exactly. Whether it's true or not.
It's still gossip.
Yeah, so I thought that was a little funny. And then Robin wants America to know she's fine, guys. She's fucking fine.
Well, I mean, thanks, but I don't believe you.
Nor do I care, to be quite honest. Like, I don't actually care.
Do you really think they're going to come back for third season?
I'll watch it for you guys.
I would
not watch it otherwise.
Yeah, please, please, Bravo, Andy, no. Don't do it.
So then you go to Monique, whose mother-in-law is a bitch, and Giselle and Monique, and then Robin and Monique, and blah, 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 and then Monique wanted to rap, and poor Andy Cohen just wanted to hear this goddamn rap.
Uh-huh.
Like, they just kept arguing, same allegations, same people, same shit.
He's like, guys,
I want to hear the rap. I want to hear the rap. So poor Andy Cohen just wanted to hear the rap. They moved on to Ashley. She's just basically a shit starter. That's really it. That's kind of where we left off. Mm-hmm. It's like, she's going to start shit. The preview, literally, I wrote, relationships are tested, blah, blah, blah. Because that's how I feel about this.
It's only two parts, right?
It is only two parts, thank God.
Thank you, Jesus.
So,
my God.
Tonight, the last part is airing. So next week, hopefully, will be the last time we ever hear about Potomac.
We can only hope. Like, who do I have to pray to get this canceled, honestly?
I mean,
like Buddha, Jesus.
Andy Cohen is the Bravo God.
Okay, fine. Bravo, Andy, please. We are asking you and praying to you, stop. Make it stop.
Exactly. So Orange County came back this week.
Yay,
this is my favorite franchise. Like,
I mean, it started it all. We've watched it since the beginning. We watched it before it was popular to watch it.
Yeah, I literally got surgery in the summer of 2005. Was it 2006? And that's when it started. Mm-hmm. And I literally, like, recovered from surgery with, like, Vicky Gumbelson.
Right.
Scary. Yeah. I know. Surprisingly, I recovered.
Well, I mean, it's a miracle that you did. But, from the beginning, people were like, this isn't going to work. The fuck, it didn't work.
It blew the fuck up. So this episode is called The Great Divide. Mm-hmm. And it started with, like, reflections of the last year. Like, you're evil, blah, blah, blah.
That was hysterical. They're showing, like, all this beautiful scenery of the
I know, with just, like, these bitches just yelling and yelling and yelling. And they flash on Tamara and her granddaughter Ava and Kelly and Vicky. Uh-huh. But the episode really starts with Shannon.
Yes.
So.
And her weight gain.
Yeah, so Shannon, playing with her dog, tries to kill her dog by sending it down the hill. Like,
I know, I'm like, put up get a fence.
Yeah, yes, like, get a fence, Shannon. She's making quinoa bowls, whether they're good or not. They're not like, you know, Maggiano's or whatever the fuck David said. Anyway, so Shannon has gained weight. That's the point of this.
She's gained a shit ton of weight. I mean,
40 pounds.
That's a lot of weight. So, and I feel bad for her because, I mean, I didn't even gain 40 pounds in my pregnancy. So I can't imagine gaining 40 pounds at once. Your body must feel and look so different to you that it's probably shocking every day.
Yeah, and that's, you know, and that's essentially what she said. And I really want to give Shannon props because, like, we had talked about her weight gain before she had talked about her weight gain. And we speculated maybe there's something reason for it. Maybe she's unhealthy, maybe blah, blah, blah. She's just like, no, I fucking gained weight. I ate, I drank, I gained weight.
Yeah.
Good for you, Shannon, for being a real person.
But it sounds fun.
I mean, if only. Like, if I can still be on TV.
Right.
And eat and drink.
Done.
And then maybe I'll just get some surgery after.
Sign on the dotted line.
Yeah.
She did talk about David's distance. And I'm wondering, she didn't specify what the distance was due to. Is she talking about he's distanced because she gained 40 pounds?
It was kind of an allegation of hers, I think, like an under the radar allegation. Mm-hmm. She talked about the reason she gained the weight is Vicky Gumbleson and these allegations that David was beating her, which made her eat and drink to record amounts.
Well, here's the thing. I'm just wondering if David is only being distant to her because of the weight gain. What a douche.
I don't think David's a good person anyway.
Well, no, obviously he's not a good person. We've seen that. God, every time he comes on screen, he creeps me out. His face is
and his voice.
Yeah, he drives me nuts. So I find him gross.
He's just like, so I can't even imitate it. Like, I'm really good at imitations. I can't even imitate it because he's like, Shannon, I need quinoa bowls. I don't know.
Yeah,
whatever.
It's very strange. But I like, feel like, fuck you, David, if you're going to be a dick about her gaining weight.
But maybe also, and I kind of speak about this at a later point in the episode, another when Shannon and Tamara are going dress shopping with the teenage girls, maybe this is a defense mechanism of Shannon's. She was disgusted with David still for cheating and whatnot, despite the vows and all of that beautiful garbage they spit out of their mouths and their naked Mexico trip and all of that shit.
Right.
Maybe she didn't, like, subconsciously, she ate herself out of the marriage, like, so he wouldn't touch her.
That could be. I mean, I've heard of women doing that, so maybe that is a thing. I don't know. I think I would love for her to open up more about it.
I think she will.
Yeah, so
she's
really
pretty open.
Yeah, so I'm really excited for her to do that. And Tamara is such a fitness guru and they're best friends, so help your bitch out. Help her out.
Yeah, well, and Tamara says, though, I haven't seen the motivation.
Right, and you can't do anything without the motivation. Like,
well,
she
exactly.
can say, I'm fat.
I'm sad, I'm fat, yeah.
But until you have that moment where you're like, okay, shit.
I gotta get in the gym.
It's happening now, I'm going to the gym, I'm eating healthy, I'm getting this shit, then it's not gonna happen.
Right, 100%. So then we go to Vicky's office, and Kelly's visiting her, and Vicky's moving, she's expanding, she's so great, she's so wonderful. Okay, so first of all, she has a partner?
Yeah, I didn't know she had a partner. And also, I took away that they're having fire pits at their new office. Why the hell you need a fire pit?
It's Vicky Gumbleson. Like, please. Bitch, please.
Yeah.
But, so, like, Vicky and Kelly are chatting in the office.
And talking shit about Tamara.
Yeah, so Vicky goes, oh, yeah, there's the gym parking lot. It's always empty. Well, Tamara was on Watch What Happens Live, and she's like, it looks like Vicky hasn't been to a gym in a long time. How would she know if the parking lot's empty?
Well, it's true.
But then I will point out, when they actually show the gym later in the episode, parking lot is empty, so I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but anyway.
Well,
so
I did write down when Tamara and Eddie are talking about revamping the gym. I was like, it's looking a little.
It looks super dated, but it's not that old.
That's what I was saying. I was like, what? It does look like it needs an upgrade.
Yeah, for sure. And then, you know, Kelly starts talking about the fitness competition Tamara was in last year, and she's like, it was a race among pigs. Even though last year they were there, they were supporting, they were clapping, they were loving. Now it's a race among pigs. It's a fucking fitness competition. Yeah. Bitch, you wish you had a body like that.
Exactly. So I felt like they're shit-talking. They were grasping at straws.
Well, and then Vicky goes, they're not the popular girls. We're the popular girls. Tough fuck you are.
I agree. That's exactly what the non-popular girls always say. Oh, who cares? No, we are the popular
ones. I literally was like, what in the actual fuck are you talking about?
Like, Vicky.
You are like 50 plus.
She looks like she's
getting weight too. Turn it down. Oh, I'm sure she has.
She's let herself get a little soft because she's got a...
She's got a man, which we'll dive into in a little bit. But
I definitely talk about him.
So, Tamara... Then we cut to Tamara, and she's going to this Bible study class, and she's being really evasive, even though we all know it's Lydia.
Right.
Like, she's like, I've got this friend, and she loves Jesus, and we all love Jesus, and I'm going to go to her Bible study, which I was surprised. No Jesus jugs at the Bible study. Oh, where's Jesus jugs Alexis Bellino?
Who cares?
I mean, I don't, but she's supposed to be Lydia's best friend in Jesus.
She doesn't attend that Bible study.
So, it comes out Tamara hasn't seen Heather's house yet.
That is so weird to me. Why in the hell has no one been inside Heather's house?
It's a weird fucking question. So I've heard rumors that the reason she's not on Housewives this year is not because of her busy schedule, like she said.
Right.
But that they actually couldn't get the permits to film in her neighborhood.
Interesting.
So I don't know. There's a lot of suspect things going on around the DeBros house. Like, we've seen the closet. She has a YouTube channel. She has the show Heather's Closet. Mm-hmm. So we've all seen the closet.
And we've seen, like, little glimpses.
Yeah, like her champagne fridge. Uh-huh. And
or the kitchen when the kids are, like, having cake for a birthday. But it's just, like you said, glimpses. But I find it really fucking weird. Because if you're building this 14-bathroom, huge-ass mansion where you're putting thousands upon millions of dollars in your house, you want to show that shit off.
Right. Like, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, I would.
So, Tamara and Lydia are chatting. Even though Tamara said they've been friends for a while, it seemed like this is the first time they've seen each
other
in years. Because
they're not friends. They see each other on social media, let's be real.
I think that was it. And I like how Vicky even said that at the end of the episode. She was like, when she was talking to Lydia at the end, she was like, well, we see each other on social media, so I kind of know what's going on in your life. But, we're still at the Bible study, and they're chatting, and Lydia's like, oh my god, you and Vicky, like, what happened to you and Vicky? Why aren't you and Vicky friends? Like, I loved when Vicky pissed the bed in Mexico.
Oh my god. Let me tell you something. We have a psychopath friend in our life where we did have good times with them, but that does not discount the horrific things they have done.
Yes, 100%.
So talking about the fun time you had in Mexico is not going to make up for her faking cancer with her douchebag boyfriend.
100%. A fucking man. Mm-hmm. So... They kind of snap out of the Bible study. You get a little glimpse then at Megan and Jim's new life with the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Jim's actually being really cute. He looks super, like, involved.
He does seem super in tune to that baby.
I think Megan might have a little postpartum because she was like, Jimmy changes all the diapers. Like, I was like, what?
It did seem weird, and I thought she was very odd with Aspen, the baby. Like, her facial expressions, her mouth got so big. I'm like, you're gonna swallow the baby. Calm it down. Her mouth, she was like, hi, and her hands were out.
Yeah, and it could be, like, she's a new mom, and she's just learning. But the fact that she said, it really triggered something for me that she said Jim changed all the diapers, because that guy was not even around. Like, he didn't live in the same state as she did.
Right. Well, she did have depression during the pregnancy.
Oh, that's right. You're right.
So it could be that she has postpartum, which so many women struggle with. So if she is experiencing postpartum, I hope she speaks about it openly.
I feel like she probably will. The previews for the whole season kind of looked that way, like where she was like, she's getting yelled at by Kelly about what kind of mom she is, and she has a breakdown. And like, I understand that any mom would like break down at being called a bad mom, but. Like, I feel like there's something else there.
Right, and I'd like to specify now that just because you have postpartum depression doesn't mean you're not happy about your child.
Oh, yeah, no, so. I mean, I think there's a lot of mischaracterizations about postpartum.
Yes.
I think it's
so important to talk about it, and I really hope to see Megan bring light to that for other women.
Yeah, because, like, I mean, there's so many different, like, it presents itself differently. Like, I literally went to visit a friend of ours in the hospital after they had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Brand new baby, like, a couple hours old.
Yes.
They, you know, I hold the baby, and then I go to give the baby back to the mother, and the mother is just watching Jeopardy.
Right.
And won't take the baby.
I remember
and
that story.
I'm, like, at a loss, because I don't even like to hold babies, because I feel like you've worked 10 months to make this. I don't want to ruin all your hard work in, like, 5 seconds.
I mean, that's thoughtful of you.
So, but I was like, you know, me in that moment was like, what the fuck's going on? Like, this is ridiculous. Take your child. This is your child.
Right.
But, like, I didn't I was young. It was a long time ago. So I didn't understand.
Right.
And so it presents differently. Megan could be functioning. Mm-hmm. Or she could just be watching Jeopardy and not changing diapers. Like,
you never know. So I'm really excited to see that play out.
So then we go back to the Bible study. Mm-hmm. And Tamara breaks down about her daughter and stuff. And they're like, oh, you know, she's like, I've never talked about this with strangers, blah, blah, blah. She talked about it on national TV.
Right, and you don't know those people. So you did talk about it. And P.S., you're on a documentary called Erased. It's not out yet. But it's about parents who have been, quote-unquote, I'm using air quotes again, people, who have been erased.
We're going to get a video one of these days.
Yes, we are. Who have been erased from their child's life in one way or another. They've interviewed moms and dads and even grandparents who've been erased from children's lives. So you're in a documentary, you're on a national television show, you talk about it to strangers.
And she did it on the reunion like 2 years ago.
Yeah, so...
So it's not like it's new or fresh or like this is just coming out.
Right.
Like at the point she's having this Bible study and telling these people she's never talked about this, mm-hmm. she's already talked about this.
Exactly.
It's already aired. We've all seen it. So right. I was a little confused. Mm-hmm. I was a little confused that Tamara seems to pray for everything. She kept saying, I'll pray for him. I'll pray for that. I'll pray for you.
Yeah, I don't really understand that either. Yeah, it almost feels like she's like, I'm going to call God up. You have a direct line to God? That'd be awesome. Can I get that number?
Yeah, because I'll need to borrow that. So we leave the prayer, the Bible study, mm-hmm. and we go to Vicky's house.
Right.
And I would just like to make an aside, just a side note, just general thing.
Do it.
Don Gunvalson deserved better.
He absolutely deserved better than her. Absolutely.
Like, mm-hmm. Don is, like, so underappreciated.
Yes.
And he put up with that woman for, like, 25 years.
He did, and she fucking cheated on him a lot. I mean, and not to mention just her normal, everyday crazy shit.
Well, right. And she's, like, talking about, I got married to Mike because of his body and his sexiness, mm-hmm. and I got married to Don, and he did, you know, she's, like, bad-mouthing Don, mm-hmm. and I'm just like, Don deserved better. Don't you dare. Don't you dare badmouth Don.
And if you'll remember, like, after they got a divorce on the reunion, Tamara was like, I want them to get back together. I think
because Don is great.
Yeah, she was like, he's a good guy. I see him in personal time where it's not being recorded. So she, like, Tamara, this was when they were best friends. So she saw that side of Don that, you know, was like, he's a good husband. Like, you need to keep him.
Right, right. So Steve, Vicky's boyfriend, comes over, and the first thing he does is open the door, Victoria. Victoria.
That was really
Victoria?
Weird. Yeah, no.
Like,
no.
What?
Yeah, that was very strange. I don't know. Maybe he was nervous because this is, like,
his entree to the filming and whatnot.
Yeah, because, like, last season he came to a couple of things.
Like, parties.
Yeah, but he's really in it this year.
Yeah, yeah, no, you might be right. It was very strange.
He brought her grocery store roses.
Yes.
Which, I don't like it. Getting flowers anyway.
I don't either.
I feel like they're a waste of money, and I would just rather get other things.
Sure.
For a little I love you
jewelry.
Presents. Hell yes.
Chocolate, shoes, purses. I can keep going.
Exactly. Give me a good book, goddammit.
Well, you know, I'll get myself the book. I could get myself the other stuff too.
I'll take a Diet Coke or a black tea unsweetened from Starbucks. If a guy brought
Trenta.
Me that, I'd be like, oh, yes, get in here. Like,
yes.
That's what I'm saying. Don't bring me the roses. Bring me the Trenta Black I see.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
But, but that's another aside. So, yeah, when he came in, the whole interaction between Vicky and him was very awkward to me.
It was so forced. And then Vicky starts, like I said, she was talking about her exes. She was like, I spent this time with Mike. I spent this time with Dawn. And then I spent 5 years with the bad boy.
Yeah, how dare you?
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Bad boy? Brooks was not a bad boy.
No, he faked cancer.
He was a fucking pussy.
Yeah.
Who fucking faked cancer. Bad boy is not the label I'm putting on Brooks.
No, he hit on your daughter.
Which,
disgusting.
First of all, I didn't know until we got to Brianna's house that episode.
Really?
I didn't know. Like, I know he told Ryan to hit her.
He did tell Ryan to hit her. That was also,
but I was like,
at a reunion, he had talked about, I think, her ass.
Oh, I kind of vaguely remember that now that you're saying that, and that's super disgusting, and maybe I had, like, just tuned it out because it grossed me out, because I kind of feel like I want to vomit now.
Yeah, that's disgusting. And Vicky was like, no, maybe that didn't happen, and she was, like, in her weird
denial.
Yeah.
Denial, so.
She did say, though, when talking about him, I still love this man.
Oh, she did. She said, but I'm not going back.
Yeah, but excuse me, you're still in love with this man, but you're dating this guy, seriously, and you talk about wanting to marry him, and you always bring up to him, like they did at the dinner, oh, my daughter wants to know when we're getting married. My daughter wants to know when we're getting married. Right, did I mention right. my daughter wants to know when I'm getting married? Actually, she wants to know when you're going to put a ring on it.
Well, and then we go to Brianna's house, and I know we went to Kelly's house in between, but since we're, I mean, for continuity, we'll go to Brianna's house first.
Yeah.
Ryan's still in Oklahoma, which I find this to be very strange because she was just bemoaning it. Like, I can't believe I left him there. I can't believe you left him there either. What's wrong with you?
When she said he's still in Oklahoma, I was like, bitch said what?
Like, and then she's like, it's hard raising toddlers alone. And I'm like, you had a husband. He's in a different state. You left him.
I literally was like, I don't understand. Like, he's still in Oklahoma. Like, and she's like, well, he's still getting the papers. Wasn't that what you were saying last season? What's happening here?
And why then did she leave? This is her husband.
Yeah, I don't
These
know.
Are his kids.
Yeah, and why is he okay with it too? He's fine with it.
Yeah, this is very strange. It's a strange situation.
I was like, what? Like, I'm confused by it, perplexed. When you marry someone, when you have children with someone, I assume you want to live with them. She seems to be in love with him. So why?
Yeah, they like, seem like a very nice Oklahoma, couple.
Like, you make it work. You make it happy.
Yeah, like, and you can move to Orange County. He's getting discharged. It's not like there's no light at the end of the tunnel. Like, he's going to be in Oklahoma forever. Just wait. I don't understand why she didn't wait. Yeah, but,
that blew my mind as well.
Yeah, so that's really the takeaway. It's like Vicky's raising her kids, which is scary.
Oh, God, so scary.
Because, I mean, maybe Vicky before the cameras was a slightly toned down version of herself. Mm-hmm. But Vicky in front of the cameras is not someone I want raising my children.
For sure.
We get a sneak peek in Kelly's house, which, by the way, when the season ended last year, was for sale.
Yeah, but now they're still living there. And when they show the outside of the house, I just want to say, as another aside, we have a lot of asides. It looked dated to me.
Really? I really like her house.
I don't. I just feel like the outside has one, it's a one car, like the two car garage, and it has those windows on the garage, and they're like, they look, it looked 80s to me. Just looked really dated.
Yeah.
There's a lot of white throughout her whole house.
There's a lot of white.
It feels too Miami Vice for me.
I like it. I don't know. That's just my taste, though. It's a little more ostentatious than yours. Yours is more, like, classic and clean.
Yeah.
So, but Kelly's, like, talking to her mom about vaginal rejuvenation. Hashtag keep it tight.
Yes. Okay, great. You want to get that vagina tight, you do you.
And then she's, like, asking her mom if her mom's going to become a lesbian.
Leave your mom alone.
Like, it was just a weird conversation. It just didn't even, to me, didn't even seem something worth filming, to be honest with you. I was like, why is this here?
Yeah, it was just really useless.
Yeah, I agree. So, then you flash to go ahead.
No, I just wanted to say that one of my favorite quotes so far this season, I realize we're just one episode in, was when Kelly said, it's not like she's banging her husband like a screen door in a hurricane.
Okay.
Never heard that before in my life. When she said it, I busted up laughing. I was like, oh, okay, banging like a screen door in a hurricane.
Right.
That's a lot of sex.
That's gross.
That is gross. But I was just like, I've never heard this before. I love it. So I just... That's a good one.
I think that we could play like a drinking game with Kelly Dodd quotes. Like,
oh my God, yes.
When she says like crazy colloquialisms.
Yeah, and she'll say like half of the word correct and then the other half doesn't.
Oh yeah, she is a gem.
We're going to have to record us watching an episode playing a drinking game.
Yes, done. Check. Good idea.
We'll figure that out for you guys. We'll keep you posted.
So then we go to Tamara and Eddie's gym, which we kind of spoke about. It's dated. They do need to update it. It did have an empty parking lot. So then they go back to Lydia's house, and I thought this was an incredibly boring part of the episode, full of shocking revelations, like, she has three kids. What?
She's back.
What? Her mom still smokes pot. What?
Yeah.
These are my not shocked faces, because this is all the same shit that was happening the last time she was here.
Yeah, and I just don't like that, she's like, it's so hard that raising three kids. Oh, really? Is it hard with your maid and your nannies and your cook and your mom who helps out and this and that? And I just was like, shut up. This is boring. Walk away. I don't want to see you driving your golf cart to the park.
Her Cadillac Escalade golf cart.
To watch your son, you know, ride a bike. It's not for me.
I agree. So, thank God that was just a quick snippet of the episode. I hope that if they decided to bring Lydia back, she's going to bring more to the show than that.
Yeah, I hope so too, because I don't want to see that shit. Her husband also annoys me.
Yeah, I just don't get it. They really are going to have to prove to me why they brought her back. Because I don't get it at all right now.
We're loyal fans. You have to earn to be on our show.
Yes, yes. Like, so Shannon and Tamara then take, well, Tamara takes her niece, Shannon takes her daughter. They're going shopping for formals. When she walked
in, I was like, who the fuck is this girl?
Tamara bought herself a daughter. I know, she was I'm sad I don't have one. So.
Right, I was like, I'm so confused by who this person is. And then they didn't really... I mean, Shannon introduced herself, but then she was like, oh, this is my niece. And I was like, oh, I didn't even know you had a niece this age.
Yeah, I didn't know she had relatives living close to her so she could take her niece shopping. It was a very confusing thing.
Yeah, very odd.
They look at, 32 dresses, and they go, oh, that's cute. Oh, that's cute. Oh, that's cute. Oh, that's cute. Hey, that's cute. Oh, my God. So, Orange County.
Yeah.
So, and then that's, Shannon and Tamara start talking about the David situation again, and Tamara opines that, this isn't just Vicky. This is definitely due to David, too.
Yes, I agree.
And that's kind of why my thought process went to, is this the defense mechanism to keep her away?
I didn't think defense, but I definitely thought emotionally eating because your husband cheated on you for a long-ass time.
Yeah, and she says she's drinking a lot, too, which, those go hand in hand. She's emotionally upset. She's disturbed.
Right.
This was a very disturbing, jarring situation in her life.
I mean, if I have to drink and eat that much to feel better, I think it's time to cut my losses and move on because gaining...
Well, yes.
I mean, you, that's just not okay.
I mean, I wonder if they're having other issues, too, because honestly, they're still in Newport. They're still in this house that she didn't like in the first place.
Right.
I thought they were going to buy a house or build a house.
So, I will say, I watched the show with the designer, Jeff.
Flipping Out.
Flipping Out. I watched Flipping Out, and she came on that. This last season and bought all new furniture for the house.
For the Newport house?
Yes.
Oh.
All new furniture, every single room. He helped her pick it out. I mean, from lamps to rugs to artwork to picture frames to a little vase, everything brand new.
She I wonder if maybe she bought this house then. Maybe she's not renting it.
I'm wondering because she bought specific chairs that go in that living room that fit. They measured and everything. So she spent hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Wow.
I'm saying close to $500,000 on outfitting
Jesus
this house.
Christ.
So that episode was really interesting, and she was really loving that process. So I want to know, too, did they buy this house? Are they fighting? What's going on? We need to dig in. I want another episode really soon.
Yeah, no, for sure. And if we don't get it next episode, I'm kind of just going to do some Googling.
Oh,
we're
going to
figure this shit out.
Yeah, because
we are going to figure this shit out for you guys.
Yeah, I know how to stalk the shit out of people on the internet.
It's true. She's good at it. She's real good at it.
I can find things that you forgot you had on the internet.
So, the last part of the episode is Lydia and Vicky, and they're at lunch, and Lydia's going to solve all the world's problems. She's going to solve world hunger, poverty, you know, child sex trafficking, all in this lunch with Vicky.
She is.
And realistically, nothing happens.
Nothing happens. I'm going to make a lunch between you and Vicky.
And literally nothing happens. So, the preview shows some of, Kelly and Michael, starts talking about the new girl who's getting a 21-carat Cartier bracelet.
She looks like a bundle of excitement. She looks like she's going to bring some drama.
Oh, she's for sure going to bring some drama.
I don't see her lasting.
Really?
Yeah, for whatever reason, I just got this vibe that she's not going to be on next season. She's a flash in the pan.
I mean, there's several people in Real Housewives history that are exactly that, Carlton from Beverly Hills.
That was the vibe I got. I just don't see her making lasting friendships with any of these women. And I just see her being this gaudy, over the top. Because while all the women on the OC have copious amounts of money, they don't have 20 cars. They don't have.
Yeah, it's not garish and over the top.
Yeah. So I think she's going to bring that.
I agree.
So we'll see how that plays.
They show some, Lydia and Shannon drama. I don't know. So there's a lot to look forward to here, people. So Orange County's back. It's amazing. It just went for it. Episode one. I'm excited.
Loved it.
So let's move on to New York. Oil and vinegar. Oil and vinegar. The most disgusting things. They don't mix. Oh, that's what salad dressing's made out of? I'm sorry.
Yeah, so they do mix. You mean oil and water?
Yeah.
For sure. So... again, I sat down. It was like someone rolled the dessert cart up to me at a fancy restaurant and was like, you have your pick of all this fantastic deliciousness. I felt like it was a really good episode. I enjoyed it.
It was extensive. Like, I We obviously take notes when watching these things so that we can, you know, come back here and discuss it for you guys, with you guys. We'll have episodes where we discuss with you guys, too. BT dubs.
Yeah.
So I have, like, 4 pages of notes.
I have a significant amount. I mean, I was texting you while I was watching it. I mean, not about the show, but I was like, oh, my God, I have a lot of notes.
Yeah, like, I had to self-edit to try to do time maintenance, but I think we're doing okay. So,
I think so, too.
The episode kind of starts with, like, you know, their typical flash. You see Carol and her cats.
Opening the meow box, which I didn't know was a thing. Totally going to buy that for my daughter's cats.
Yeah, that's too much for me.
You get the bark box for your
dog. Yeah, because dogs are cool. Cats drool. That's what I heard on the street.
Okay, well, that's
the tea. I'm dropping the tea.
No, I don't like it. Cats are amazing. My daughter's cats are amazing. So I'm totally going to look into the meow box. Thanks, Carol.
Sonia is allergic to Harry Dubin's sperm.
Ew, when she said that, I was like, stop it.
Meanwhile, Tinsley, oh my God, I kept wanting to call her Taylor in my brain. My brain was like, Taylor, and I was like, that's not right, brain, stop it. That's Tinsley weird. Has placenta on her face. It's not her placenta.
I've heard of this, and I've also heard of using foreskin from circumcised babies.
What?
Yeah, Tommy Hilfiger has been doing this 4 years. That's where I first heard about it. Do you remember the show that Tommy Hilfiger's daughter had on MTV? And she had it with another rich girl.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyways, they were going through his cosmetic cabinet, and they found this cream, and it was made from baby foreskin. This is an actual thing. They take baby foreskin, they grind it up.
Who, like, do they just get them from the hospital?
I don't know.
Like, Jewish people bury the foreskin.
Do they?
Yes, they bury it in the backyard.
I like that, because otherwise, I like the whole ceremony that Jewish people have for the circumcision. Mm-hmm. I will say that if I ever have a little boy, I'm not Jewish, but I want to have.
You're going to have a bris.
Yes, I want that.
We'll get you a moil. You'll have a bris.
Yes, I want to bury it and do that. I think that's a really cool ceremony. I'm all about.
Yeah, so that's what I'm questioning, though. Like,
no, I don't know where
they just go to the hospital and they're like, load me up, Stan. My pound of foreskin.
So disgusting.
You're a little short this month. Like, but I'm bumpsh. I don't know. I don't know.
You rub it on your face and you look young and fresh. Oh, God, that's
so disgusting. I'm so disgusted.
Yeah, I know. So there you go, people. It's really expensive.
I have no doubt. You are using people's bodies. Like, that's disgusting. You are literally stealing the youth from children.
Well, I mean, I don't know how they get it, but I thought that's... So there you go. There's some backstory about that.
Great. So Bethany's planning the trip to Mexico. Yeah, we're moving on. That's an awkward transition. She's got her, like, secretary telling her the itinerary. It sounds amazing. They're doing this tequila tasting.
Sounds so amazing.
It just sounds really great. Carol comes over. At the same time, Luann and Ramona are, like, shopping at some kitchen store or something.
Yeah, what the hell?
So it's kind of a back and forth again, which annoys me.
Can I just say, they're getting a cappuccino at, like, Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah, it was so, very, like, weird.
I was like, what is this?
So Bethany and Carol are talking about, first Carol comes in and she's like, I'm so excited.
I know.
I went to court today.
I tried
to get Adam's, you know, security deposit back, $4,000. I had all my points that I was going to go for it. And I'm so politically frustrated that I was going to tear this guy a new one and he didn't show up. So we won by default.
I would love to see her like on a Judge Judy or something.
I think she would be great. She should think about law as a second career.
It'd be hysterical.
So... They also talk about, Bethany just in the middle is like, you seem happy today. Did you have sex this morning? And Carol's like, no, I had it yesterday. And she's like, oh, your booze was a moosh.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's funny. I like that.
It is cute. She did seem very giddy, but I don't think it was from the sex. I think it was from going to court.
Yeah, I think so too. So, Bethany's talking to Carol about how, like, the situation she's in with Ramona is like a breakup. And I get it. It makes sense.
Oh,
I definitely have the friend breakup.
I for sure understand that. And I also understand her not wanting her being on the trip. I get it. Like,
yeah, no, I definitely get it.
Yeah, it totally makes sense.
So while Bethany and Carol are speaking about this, Luann and Ramona are speaking about the trip as well. And Ramona's like, I gotta lose weight for the trip. And Luann's like, have you been invited? And she's like, no.
Oh, God, yeah.
So it's just, like, awkward. And Ramona's like, oh, yeah, like, I said all these things, but I blame it on the booze.
I mean, you can't really blame it on the booze. You said those things.
Well, and they're recorded, and you can check back on them if you'd like.
And
there's no denying she said
some hateful shit sober. So it's like, what difference does it make if you had some Pinot in you? Why you said it?
Well, I totally agree with that. So, it's really weird to see her, like, really excited to go on this trip that she's not invited to.
Exactly.
Kind
of funny.
Then we jump to Sonia, who's getting her vajayjay lasered.
But she wants a little bit left on her.
Yeah, like a little runway. She's talking about a landing strip.
And I also like that she says, Tom never told me anything about pubic hair. Why does she always go back to Tom? We know you
because she was supposedly sleeping with Tom for like 10 years.
Like, that's so weird to me. He's married now. You've been broken up with him. I get you've been sleeping with him for years, but there are other men in there. So you could have said a lover of mine. Why does it always have to go back to Tom?
I know. It's very strange. Like, she could have talked about, she does talk about Frenchie. Edgar. Edgar is his name. Because she kept talking about Edgar, and I was like, oh, that must be Frenchie.
But I prefer Frenchie.
Yeah, I do too. That's how Will referred to him on the show. No, Edgar's here. I have no idea what Sonia's talking about. She's talking about, this is like a Madison Avenue blonde, and it's soft. And then she talks about how there's a little gray in it, so her gardens are for sure fucking gray, people. Despite her tagline, her gardens are gray.
I know, when she was talking about her pubic hair, it just was too much for me. I was like, girl, let's end this. And then she was talking about pubic hair being inside the vagina. Literally, don't even know what that means.
I don't know either.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Okay, I'm going to get real personal. I don't have pubic hair in my vagina. Like, what is she talking about?
I don't know. I literally don't know. I can't fathom.
When she was saying that, I'm like, what are you, like, is this the beast situation on her? I don't understand. And it was so gross. And like you said, she was talking about the color. Just stop.
Well, and then at some point she's like talking, there's this man in the room while she's getting lasered. Yeah, and she goes, he must be a doctor. He was here the whole time. You don't know who the fuck this man is.
I agree. He's in the room. He sees your vagina. He's watching. Like, what? You don't know who he is?
He's just no idea. He's just like, the man. He must be a doctor. Oh, of course.
I was like, what the fuck is happening?
He's not a pervert.
Yeah, no.
Like,
what? Yeah, no. I was like, this is extreme. I don't like this.
And then she gives us a life lesson. Hair on the balls. It's like little baby hamsters.
Oh, God.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, I will say, guys should groom. They absolutely should. Women groom. I know that's like a personal preference thing, but I want groomed men.
I guess I don't really care about ball hair, but I've never been like, oh, little baby hamsters. Like, what the fuck?
I mean, not that like I'm looking at them in such a clinical sense where I can be like, these look like hamsters.
Yeah, but if you're giving head, they're in your face.
Yeah, but you're not examining the balls when you're giving head.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
like, I'm not trying to look at them.
Seeing them, I've never been like, little baby hamsters.
No, I've never thought that while performing oral sex.
It's just so bizarre.
But it is weird.
So, after this, after the hodgepodge beginning, Dorinda has this dinner party. She wants to kind of hash out all the issues before they go to Mexico.
Right, which kind of makes sense.
I mean, you want to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
You still have this whole elephant in the room of Ramona and Bethany. Well, I get it. I feel like they're always meeting to hash it out, though.
Oh, for sure.
Like, it gets a little old for me.
Yeah,
this dinner ended up being really interesting.
It did, and I will say, like, they started dinner, and they just start talking about Mexico trip, and to Ramona's credit, she just sat there quiet. She was just like,
she did.
You know.
She did. So, like, the very first thing I noticed about dinner, though, is, like, what is with Tinsley?
Ugh.
Her fashion is horrendous.
She was wearing, like, it looked like a big white night shirt.
Yeah, with tights. They kept talking about her tights.
These are not pantyhose.
They're not nylons. They're not pantyhose. I wear tights. And I'm like, that's because you're stuck in a time machine.
Get out. Yeah, can I tell you something? You can call tights whatever you want to call them, but they're still pantyhose. Because they're not the kind of tights, like, that you wear with long dresses. They're the sheer fucking pantyhose.
Yeah, they're pantyhose.
So you can call them tights, but they're pantyhose.
100%. And I like that it's so funny that that everyone else knows exactly what we're talking about. Because Dorinda's like, I will give you a bikini and I will give you booze if you cut a couple inches off your hair.
Because
Dorinda's talking about, like, I mean, I like long hair on some older woman, so I can't say that. And Tinsley's not exactly older, so...
No, she's
like,
in
her
40s.
Long hair doesn't bother me.
No, it's not the length. I think it's the color and the severity of the color.
Yeah, I agree. But, like, I like that Dorinda was like, you need to change.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
She looks like she's stuck in the early 2000s, and it's hideous, and I'm over it, and I will really get into detail on this when she goes on her blind date, but that is for later.
Yes. So at this point, like, you see a little, like, Bethany gets there. She sits down. She's on the other side. Like, it's Bethany, Luann, Ramona.
Right.
Ramona, they cut to an interview with Ramona. Ramona's like, it seems like Bethany greeted everyone except for me. I don't know if I missed it, but it did not seem like Bethany greeted anyone.
She didn't greet anyone. She literally walked in and was like, hi, ladies, and sat her ass down.
Yeah, like, I was like, I don't understand. But right. Okay, all right, you're a little crazy. So, Luann just jumps right in.
She does.
She just makes it super awkward at the beginning. She's like, first of all, I'm coming to the tequila tasting. Yes. So, you were counting on me babysitting Ramona, but I'm not doing that anymore.
Exactly.
Which I thought was really awkward and kind of changed everything.
It did.
Like, she should maybe should have told Bethany that before that dinner.
She should have.
She could have, like, Luann rebounded. Didn't care. Yeah, so, so Bethany and Luann are kind of having this conversation about Mexico. It's a little awkward. Ramona's on the other side. Meanwhile, at the table, Tinsley starts this other awkward conversation.
Oh, God.
About how she's going to move to a hotel. And she's talking to Bethany. And
I've always wanted to be Eloise. Eloise lived in the Plaza. You're not living in the Plaza. You're living at Holiday Inn Extended Stay. Let's be real here. She's like, I've always wanted to be Eloise. Eloise lived in the Plaza in the penthouse.
Tinsley could live in the Plaza, though.
Well, then why?
But she did. She literally said she was staying in an extended stay.
Right, which I always go to. The Holiday Inn Extended Stay. Like, come on.
Yeah, no, that's what I think of. Like, the place that only gets the room cleaned once a week.
Yes.
And has a little mini kitchen in it. Uh-huh,
exactly.
And
it's not the Plaza.
Yeah, so, like, but somehow this has not been communicated to Sonia.
I know.
And then it just, like, is communicated by Bethany at this dinner. Like, yeah. Bethany's like, she's moving to a hotel. And Sonia's like, no, she's not.
And she's like, and she's like,
you just told me you're moving to a hotel.
Yeah, it was very awkward. And can we also talk about Sonia's eyebrows?
Yes, please.
What the fuck was happening? At first I was like, wait, what?
So if you didn't notice, I mean, they commented on it. So maybe you were checking your cell phone. Sonia had these super ridiculously dark eyebrows. And she was like, aha, I'm like Groucho Marx. Is that aspirational?
No, it shouldn't be, for damn sure. I think that it looks like she went and got her eyebrows microbladed, but did not get the wipe down.
Yes.
That's what it looked like. It was just too much. It was awful.
Yeah, no, it was, her eyebrows were way too dark.
Yeah, it was so weird. And
then she, like, points a finger at Tinsley, like, Tinsley's are dark. And she was like, these are what my eyebrows look like.
Hers are dark, and they're thin, and they're pointy, and I don't like them either.
But she's at least, I mean, if they're her natural eyebrow color, they're her natural eyebrow color. It's weird for Sonia to just kind of point at her.
No, I agree, but I also don't like Tinsley's eyebrows.
Well, there's not a lot about Tinsley's fashion and whatnot and grooming that I do like.
I agree. Well, that's true.
So they decide to kill the elephant in the room. Mm-hmm. Luann moves over. Bethany moves the seat next to Ramona. She's going to rip the Band-Aid off. She's going to talk to Ramona.
But don't you love how she goes, guys, can you just not look at us?
Which, of course, makes everyone just look.
You're at a fucking table.
I mean, that's besides the point. But, like, if they had maybe started talking, people would have been, like, glancing. But they probably would have been doing their own thing, too.
Right. It was so
awkward. But when you say, no one look at us, we are in a box.
It was
you cannot see us. Like,
it was bullshit. I was like, you can't ask them.
And then start yelling at them when they are looking at
you. You're staring at us. And I love how Ramona's like, yeah, you are staring at us. And it's awkward. No, it's not awkward. You know what's awkward? You bitches. Go stand outside if you want a moment of privacy.
Well, that's what I was saying. I was like, you're at a fucking table. Like, what's wrong with you?
Exactly.
So, Ramona was obviously super shitty in the Berkshires.
Uh-huh.
Like, no one denies that. That's what she is. Except Ramona Singer denies that.
She does. She's like, I just said some things. I was just
she's
little drunk.
She's like, Bethany's like, you said I was a failure. And she's like, businesses go up and down and valleys and peaks and round in circles, clown lamp table. Like, what?
Did you say clown lamp
table? Yeah, I said clown lamp table because that's what I felt came out of Ramona's mouth.
I like it. I just had to make sure I heard you right.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, clown lamp table. That's exactly
so. Yeah, what I mean, happened. Like, what is she talking about? Like,
she's backpedaling.
It's not even that she's backpedaling. You're absolutely right. But she's just saying words.
No, she absolutely is. And I just, honestly, I think at this point, Bethany is not going to get what she needs out of Ramona. So she just has to let it go.
Which is ultimately what kind of happens.
Right. And I love how she's like, well, I don't want you to go.
And then Ramona's like, I'm going.
which was the most hysterical thing ever.
I loved it. But before we got there, I did want to point out that, like, they're talking, and Bethany's talking about the Berkshires, and mm-hmm. and they cut to Ramona, and she's like, I think it was in her interview. I didn't know whether it was in the interview or at the table, but I think it was the interview, and she was like, why are you trying to, like, if you're trying to make up with someone, why are you bringing up the past? And I'm like, she's not trying to make up with you.
Right.
Like, are you deluded?
She is delusional. She has no clue. And, I mean, that's what Sonia's been trying to tell her, but she's not been listening.
Well,
and then she, like, has a breakdown. Don't you dare compare your life to my life.
Again, with the fucking eyes. Yes. Like, the eyeball that's popping out of her head. Like, I really wish we had a video right now because I would show you with my face what her face looked like.
It was awful. She's like,
don't you do it. Don't you do it. Just don't. And just don't.
Bethany's like, whoa, crazy.
And it's like crazy because Ramona's like, you, but I've been married 30 years and I had to give a half of everything that I, you know, mm-hmm. had to my husband. And I'm like, try being Bethany, who was married for 2 years and had to give half of everything to her husband.
Exactly.
Like, don't be crazy.
I know.
And like, you at least got something ostensibly out of the 30-year marriage.
Exactly.
You got a child. I mean, I know Bethany got a child too, but you got a child, you raised the child, right. All of this stuff.
But it wasn't like 25 years of shit. It was like two years of shit. That
right,
was bad.
Exactly, exactly. So, like, I actually feel like Bethany has it way
yes,
worse.
Yes, of course, I agree. And then I liked how Sonia's like, I only have 3 pictures in my apartment. And one of them of you, me, and Carol. First of all, why do you only have 3 pictures in your apartment?
Right?
You have a daughter.
Right?
Like, I'd assume you'd have, like, baby pictures, all kinds of shit.
Because she has this new, modern, hip, edgy apartment. And edgy in this apartment, you have no memories.
You can have memories in an edgy
apartment.
You have
no friends, family, memories. Belongings.
Yeah, that's what
it's a pod.
I'm like, what happened to your daughter's baby pictures? My God.
It's just like so crazy. And then, like you said, Bethany's like, you know what? I don't even want you to go. I don't even want you to go. And Ramona's like, you know what? It's a group trip. I'm going. You can't stop me. I'm not going to drink tequila, but you can't stop me. And I thought that was so funny. It was so dismissive and
it was
so
hysterical.
Crazy. Like.
And then they make the non-nasty pact.
Well, before that, Ramona's just like, we're just like oil and vinegar. We're just oil and vinegar, the classic salad dressing combination. And Bethany goes,
so, you mean like right there?
They go together. They're on the table right now.
You mean
and
oil
she's
and
like,
water.
But they separate when you mix them. And no, oil and water.
Yeah. It just further proves what an idiot she is.
Well, right. So, then you're right. They do agree to the bag of bullshit, as Bethany put it,
mm-hmm.
where they're just not going to talk shit about each other.
Which I think is a good way to start, but it's not going to be.
It's not going to happen. Absolutely not. I actually think Bethany could do it because mm-hmm. I think that she has so much more in her life, like going
sure.
on in her life,
uh-huh.
that she doesn't have to focus on Ramona.
I agree.
But Ramona, no chance.
No, because she loves to talk about it.
Oh, yeah. So then we go to Ramona. She has this physical or she's personal training. And
oh, God. So
she's like, she talks about how she drinks 7 nights a week.
I know. I was like, well,
so if she has, like, 4 glasses of wine, 7 nights a week, that's what she's talking about. She's like, then I gotta work it off. She's fucking late to the training.
Uh-huh.
She keeps asking why the trainer is, like,
trying to train her?
Train her and move quickly.
Because like, that's what she's paid to do.
She's like, you were late. What do you mean? I have to move quickly.
Yeah.
And then, so, Ramona's, like, telling the trainer about her dates, where the guy's like, I want you to be with another guy, and I want to watch. And
I
I'm
know.
Like,
I was like, gross. Yeah, stop it. We don't want to hear this at all.
Yeah, no. So then we're getting to your favorite part of the episode, the Tinsley, Scott, Carol, Adam date.
Can I just tell you, I've had so many terrible dates and so many awkward and weird dates that it was so nice to watch someone else's horrible date.
I'm glad that you like that.
It was like so amusing to me, and it fed my soul. It really fed me.
You know what, though? I heard that they're still together.
No!
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, that Tinsley is dating Scott.
No, because he seems so much better than her.
Yes, 100%. That's what I wrote. He's, like, cute and, like,
yeah,
theoretically appropriate for her. Age-appropriate, finance, stature.
Yeah.
I from what I'm getting, I think he maybe did retail me not. Like,
yeah.
Carol said that he did the site where you get promo codes and retail me, that's the one I use, so.
Uh-huh. So, he's got money, he seems like such a down-to-earth guy, and I was like, no, she doesn't deserve him.
Well, and then Carol starts by telling Scott that Tinsley's got a wooden tutu.
Yes, I didn't get that.
Which makes no sense at all.
I'm like, you mean a wooden leg.
And then she's like, but she's like a socialite and it's like a tutu. And no. I'm like, no.
And she does not. Okay, so a wooden leg, you're like, where do you put it? You're eating so much. Where do you put it? I don't right. even see it on you. Right. No, we see the alcohol on Tinsley. We see it all over.
It's instant. It's just like instant psychopath, just add alcohol.
She, that date was so awkward. I don't know how they, where did you hear they're still dating? This upsets me.
I think it was on Jenny McCarthy. Someone was on Jenny McCarthy, I think. Okay, I'll have to verify that. I'm going to verify it. We'll get back with you next week.
Yeah, because that upsets me. He's like a good guy.
Yeah.
And she's crazy.
She's crazy. So once again, her outfit is terrible. It's like gold shimmery and thick fishnets and...
Oh, God. And she, her boobs look super pointy.
I did not notice that. Like, I cannot say that I noticed her
pointy
boobs.
Like, you know how in the 50s the bras had a point?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's what it looked like she was wearing. I was like, what?
Oh, Lord, now I'm going to have to go back and watch that again. Mm-hmm. During the whole time they're at this dinner, Adam looks like he could care less. Like, he's confused. He's disengaged.
How did
I get here?
That's accurate. He's not an active participant in this. Well, little...
I mean, and in Adam's defense, Tinsley's, like, talking excessively about her ex-husband.
Oh, my God.
Wearing his wedding ring.
Oh, my God. It was like a train that just kept blowing up or something, a bomb that kept blowing up. I was like, you're drinking, or you're talking about how much you drink. Oh, my God, you're talking about your ex-husband. Oh, my God, you have his wedding ring on. Oh, my God, you keep getting
worse.
She's
like, I've got my pinky. So Carol actually has to remove Tinsley from the restaurant and be like, yeah. Bitch, please.
Yeah, we need to have a break. Ooh. We need to powder our nose. No, we need to slap some shit into her. Mm. She was so sloppy, so awkward. I don't understand what this man found redeemable in her.
He must have... I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he's used to people liking him for his money. Tinsley has his own money, so maybe he's, like, willing to forego some of the weird shit.
Whoa.
It seems like it'll end up, like, with... You know, it'll end badly, just like her last relationship, because she will drive him psycho.
Yeah, I feel like she was super manic, but that was the alcohol.
Well, that's what, she comes back from this meeting, and then it's like 0 to 100 with this making out.
Oh my God. When she grabs his face, you can see him pushing her away after the initial kiss.
Yeah.
Because he was like, he did the mouth to mouth, but then she goes in with her tongue. And you see his arm pushing her away because it was too much. Well, like, what the fuck are you doing? That's so awkward. There's two people sitting in front of you. Like,
right.
She was, like, she was wasted.
Yeah. So, I agree with you. It was an incredibly uncomfortable date. Mm-hmm. It was super disturbing.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it again, even though now I'm going to have to go look at the pointy boobs.
It looked like reminiscent of something that... from the 50s. I was like, well, this is ridiculous. And the fucking collar popping out and shit.
Yeah, I know. It was the fashion. I just can't get enough. Like, I feel like every episode we're going to have to discuss how freaking crazy Tinsley's dressing is, because it's awful.
It is terrible.
So the last, like, minute and a half of the episode is just the women. They're getting ready to go to Mexico.
Uh-huh.
Ramona calls Dorinda, and thank God she did, because Dorinda was going to leave without bathing suits.
This woman has luggage and packing issues. She's not
leaving
luggage on the sidewalk of her house. She's forgetting bathing suits for Mexico.
Well, and then, you know, Ramona Singer is sharing her hopes for Mexico with Dorinda. And I don't know what makes this bitch think that she has any hopes at all.
Like, I don't get it.
Hope
either.
Is gone. Hope has left the building. Like, it's gone. You know, Obama left office and so did Hope. Like, come
so
on.
True. Now we're
like, what's
Trump.
Wrong with you?
It's true.
So, and then you get to look inside Luann's statement necklace drawer, which makes me want to vomit.
Yeah, because it's all ugly, shitty, turquoise, polished, rock, weird shit.
Yeah, and she's like, I love my statement necklaces. I gotta take them all because they're so hideous.
Yeah, we know Luann.
So,
you need to shut it.
That's where the episode ends, and we see a preview for what's to come. Of course, there's a fight about the rooms.
Uh-huh.
Of course.
It looks so good, though.
It really does. Like, Ramona Singer's got this face issue. Sonia says it looks like a pizza.
Oh, my gosh. She did look
It looked
red.
Really red and, like, blotchy.
Maybe she got a bad chemical pill.
They all get drunk. And then when they're drunk, the beginning of drunk, they're all lovey-dovey. Everyone's hugging, kissing, having fun, you know. Bethany's skinny dipping and jumping in a pool. And they all love each other. And then it turns to anger and hatred.
Of course. Which is what we live for, and I cannot wait.
I cannot wait either, so we'll start that this week.
We will. So if you guys want to connect with us, please go to our Instagram, which is the Pretty Vulgar, or no, just Pretty Vulgar Podcast. And we still have Twitter. We're not using it, so don't even worry about that. And our Facebook page is under construction, so don't even worry about that.
Instagram. It's all about the Instagram, people, and the iTunes.
Yes.
As Elizabeth likes to say, the iTunes.
The iTunes. Go like and subscribe.
Like, subscribe. Great. Five stars.
No, 5 stars.
I mean, I would like you to do 5 stars, but if you're going to be honest, like, be honest. Just don't crucify us, because I don't want that.
Yeah, so thank you guys for listening and going through this, you know, jumbo-sized podcast, and we'll be back next week.
Awesome. Bye, guys.
Bye.